Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. As Georgia officials work to secure the state's voting system, a commission led by the Secretary of State is meeting with some vendors today to talk. The bipartisan group is considering replacements for Georgia's current system, which doesn't provide a paper backup and is vulnerable to hacking. Secretary of State and Republican candidate for Governor Brian Kemp co-chairs that commission. The group will report to state legislators in January with recommendations for the new voting system, which is expected to be in place for the 2020 election. The Atlanta Dream even their WNBA playoff series with the Washington Mystics last night with a 78-75 win. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, one of the biggest moments of the game was an injury to Washington's best player.
Elena Delladon, the Mystics' leading scorer, left the game in the fourth quarter after suffering a knee injury.
Her left leg slid and her left knee bent inward.
With Delladon gone, Atlanta was able to hold off the Mystics and tie the series at one win each. The teams will play the next two games in Washington, D.C., starting on Friday. The first team to win three games in the series will move on to the WNBA Finals. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta airport officials are working to relocate homeless people who camp overnight in the domestic terminal. According to the AJC, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is seeking city council approval for a one-year contract with Hope Atlanta, a group that lends aid to unsheltered people. Officials say the contract will expand Hope Atlanta offices hours and formalize its work at the airport. The interim chief procurement officer of Atlanta says the airport has seen more homeless people taking refuge in the terminal, especially during cold weather. In December of last year, Atlanta's largest homeless shelter shut down, leaving most of those people with no place to go. The first of five meetings on access to medical marijuana is scheduled for today at the state capitol, as GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
THC is the active chemical in marijuana. Current state law allows the use of CBD oil, but it can only be prescribed by doctors for certain diseases and intractable pain. It also can't be grown here, and there's no legal way to get it here. State Representative Alan Peake helped write the legislation creating the committee. He says they need to fix this gaping hole in the existing law.
We have a law on the books that allows folks to legally possess this medical cannabis oil, but we don't have any avenue in any infrastructure set up to allow them to be able to access that product.
Peake says the committee's goal isn't looking at how to legalize recreational marijuana. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
According to a survey, the state's new hands-free driving law hasn't deterred many drivers from texting behind the wheel. According to AAA, 75% of its members in Georgia report seeing drivers holding a phone regularly, and 60% report seeing other drivers texting. The Hands-Free Georgia Act took effect July 1st. It makes it illegal to hold a phone or any other electronic device while driving. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.